Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
It sure is good to be here this fine morning the Lord has made. I hope everybody's blessed. I mean, we are. I thank God because he's still on the throne.
Amen to that.
Yep, and nobody can take him off. And
amen
I
to that.
God for that. Amen.
And he's, can't boat Jesus off out of heaven, right?
Amen.
Amen.
But I'm so glad of that. He's not a wishy-washy God. He's an awesome God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Before we go any further, I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for this day, your many fine blessings, Lord, how you bestowed them on each and every one of us, Lord. I thank you for this radio ministry, God. Thank you for my family that joined me, God. I thank you for everything, God. I give you praise and honor, God. Just, Lord, just let me have a complete body, a whole body, God. I just thank you for the hair on my head, God. I ask that you be with us this service or this day and through this service this morning, God, and just bless us throughout the day, Lord. Help, Lord, and anoint, God. Just the ears of the hearers, God, that they just not be forgetful hearers, but doers of your word, God, that take it down deep. And Lord, that take it down deep in our heart, God, where it'll bring forth some 60, you said some 100-fold, God, some 30-fold. God, we just pray that you'd give us our daily bread today, that you would just give us more wisdom and knowledge, Lord, to know how to serve you and to do your will, God, please. And I just thank you for the sake. And peace, God, that you give us. And Lord, I give you the praise for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I have my little buddy with me here this morning that's my narrator here. He's going to read us a scripture.
This is Luke chapter 11, verse 44 through 52. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying, thou reproachest us also. And he said, Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres mm-hmm. of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed him, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world, many be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to unto the blood of Zechariah, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Mm-hmm. Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not in yourselves, and then that were entering in ye hindered.
Well, you know, we've got you've got a natural side of the thing, and then you've got a spiritual side of the thing, and a spiritual side of scriptures. And this is morning, as he is reading, you know, also it said, woe unto also you lawyers, for you lay men with heavy burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens of one of your with one of your fingers. And if you notice, if you are a Bible reader, which I hope that you are, that you'll find out throughout the Bible, especially through the New Testament, that there was always someone there to, you know, the Pharisees, the hypocrites, they were there to try to always find something wrong with Jesus or why the church right. wasn't this. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's similar to today is what people are saying about, you know, our Constitution. Oh, our forefathers didn't mean that. But no, nevertheless, you know, they're trying to take the Word of God. They were trying to take the Word of God and carry it to a point to justify themselves and what they were doing.
Right.
And there's no justification in wrong. They did not want to acknowledge the Son of God.
Yes.
Amen. But lawyers, considered lawyers back then, were doctors of the law.
Right.
Is what a lawyer was.
Right.
And those were ones you would say were very educated mm-hmm. in the word and in customs and all those things. They would take it and try to explain to others. But this is the thing. The Bible tells us that it's hid from the wise and prudent and revealed unto babes. That in wisdom they didn't acknowledge God.
Right.
They didn't do that, but you know, the Bible also says, you know, it talks about them wanting to have understanding as children. In wrath, they want to be men, but in understanding, they want to be children.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. People trying to turn this to, you know, to work for them.
Exactly.
When the Bible tells us, I think it's in the last chapter of John, or no, it's not John, it's another scripture, but it's the New Testament, talk about they turn it to their own destruction.
Right.
Turn it to their own destruction. See, people were pleased that they only had to make a sacrifice once a year, mm-hmm. that they would, you know, make this sacrifice that they could let somebody else talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, they could let somebody else do the dirty work.
Right.
That they would just, you know, raise up a lamb or raise up whatever, you know, that they were given for a sacrifice for their sin. And that was fine. And it rolled it forward another year.
Yeah.
But he said, a body that he has given us, you know, and as Jesus said, you know, that you'll read me, it's written in a volume of a book. You know, he's given us body. He wants us to have true worship.
Yes.
But true worship is to give our heart and our life unto the Lord. It's not to try to get all these educated ideas and opinions and all this to try to slip by. You know, a lawyer today, he's very, should be well versed in all the law, but he's also using that law to create loopholes for his client or whatever it may be.
Right.
He's trying to use it, and he'll use it in another way for a loophole to get somebody that's maybe, you know, definitely guilty of a charge or some kind of something to get them off. I mean, y'all have heard by, oh, well, he was released or whatever by technicality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, by some other thing. You know, if you don't read a person their rights, or you didn't do this, or you didn't do that, or you didn't, you know, all these other things instead of what the real situation and the real matter is.
Right.
And you know, they went around, you know, trying to catch Jesus in something, which he would always turn back on me. Just like, you know, when they said, is this baptism, you know, is it, you know, would you tell us about baptism? Is it from heaven and all this kind of stuff? And then he said, I'll also tell you if you'll tell me this, you know,
right.
He put it back on, you know, it was John. He started talking to him about John. But nevertheless, we've got so many different things out there and so many ideas and opinions. And not only that, is that they're changing the Word of God.
Yes, they're
now,
twisting
look,
it.
People, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just a King James Version person.
Right.
And you say, well, how do you know? This is the closest that we have to the original scriptures that has been
translated, interpreted
in the English language. Yes. This is the closest that we had. So why would I want anybody to water it down?
Exactly.
You know, that just ain't no good to me. I, you know, not like I'm a big fan of Kool-Aid, but if you don't get that mixture right, it can be good, but you get too much water in it, and it ain't worth for nothing. Amen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Bible tells us if the salt has lost its savor, where shall it be salted? It is no good, but it be cast out upon the ground to be trodden under men's foot. You know, salt is a good thing, which, you know, of course, our country said, oh, salt's bad for you. You got to have salt. Mm-hmm. Just go without salt a while. just go ahead and take salt all the way out your diet and see what you're lacking when you go to the doctor. He said, man, you need some sodium.
That's right.
But salt, you know, we should be the salt of the earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Indeed.
And if salt has lost its savor, where shall it be salted? But it is no good. It ain't even good enough for field dirt.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And we should get a hold of this. We don't need any other teaching tools and
exactly.
all that, because if you read the Bible said that the Holy Ghost will teach you.
Yes.
And teach you of all things.
Amen.
Whatsoever he said unto his disciples and
right.
show you things to come.
Indeed.
I mean, What better than that? He said, get this thing written on the table of our heart. We don't need
make it real,
a lawyer
alive.
To interpret
yes.
it. He said, now they'll do all these things, and they'll bind heavy burdens on you.
Yes.
And grievous to be born, but not with one finger lifted off. See, they would tell all these other folks what they had to go through in the ceremonial.
They had to do to serve God.
It was really ceremonial
yes.
type things.
Yes.
And it wasn't. And, you know,
man's
talk,
ceremonies.
I believe we were talking about it yesterday. It might have been. We were talking about, you know, people eating with unwashed hands.
Oh, yeah.
How they said that. And he said it's not that goes in that defiles the man and enter out through the draw, but
right.
it's that comes out. Amen.
Right.
And see, you know, they want to do this. They want chief seats out of the synagogue.
Pardon.
Look. I don't mean to offend nobody this morning, but it sounds like our latter-day Democrats. You know, I mean, and I don't mean that to be ugly. I mean,
amen.
I'm still listed as a Democrat voting and all that, and I can tell you years and years ago, Democrats are totally different than what they are now.
Amen.
But nevertheless, this is what's happening, and this is what's – let me just – I know I'm just starting this thing out, but let me just bring it unto the natural part of our world.
Go ahead.
Let me just bring in the natural part of our world. Today, look at all the people that's in rule over us, which the Bible tells that we should pray for
yes.
because they're a terror of evil instead
mm-hmm.
of good.
Right.
This is where we're at in our country today.
Right.
And do you realize that 99% of those that are in the Congress and the House and in the White House and all that are lawyers.
Mm.
Did
right.
y'all know that?
Right.
I can tell you the only one I don't think is a lawyer is probably the yard man around there and President Trump. You know? And I'm being serious.
Amen.
I know.
I'm being serious. And they interpret and they change and they all that. But let me tell you something. God has forever written this and forever settled. Not one jot or tittle
yes.
of this word will pass away when all things are passed away. That's why the Bible tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes.
We are in a terrible time
yes.
in this world. And this,
we are
in the middle of a torn country that's one of the strongest ones in the world.
One of the great superpowers in this world.
Yes, but I mean, I'm not trying to get in politics.
No, exactly.
I think that people need to be aware and they need to see. And, you know, it's a terrible thing that's going on. But nevertheless, you know, lawyers will bind these heavy burdens on you.
Yes.
But, you know, it's kind of like the whole thing I hear about the gun thing, and, you know, they're going to take your guns, this, that, and the other. Well, you know what? It don't hurt those that have security.
Right.
That walk around with security all the
right.
time. It is not going to bother them.
No.
No. No. It won't have nothing to do with them. You know, and if they want to hunt, I'm sure they can.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, but for the rest of the world, suck it up, buttercup. You know?
The criminals will also have the guns, too. Yeah. Criminals will also have guns. Anyway.
Right, right. But what the point I'm making is,
yes,
is they will make laws and they'll do all those things that's grievous to be born.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and but not with one finger. Take it away. Have
it
we
doesn't
not,
affect
have
them,
have
in
we,
other words.
Yeah. Have we not seen this? That whatever that crazy woman, Cortez or whatever, she is like, oh, yeah, it's worth it for everybody to lose their business and not be making a paycheck so they can, you know, get a punch at Trump or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me when they start, it's supposed to have been, you know, and I'm trying not getting politics here, but, you know, it's like the stimulus. You know what? It should have just only been about the United States of America.
Yes.
The stimulus that should have went out to the people that's losing their companies, the small business owners, and the people that hadn't got jobs, and the people that had to be taken out of their jobs and all this because of the coronavirus. That's what it should have been about.
Yes.
It shouldn't have been about how many millions of dollars we're going to spend to count an amberjack in the ocean.
Right.
Or what dead tree, have effect on the country. Or, you know, people living in drag in another country and, you know, they're going to help them.
That's not a stimulus package.
That don't have nothing to do with it. I mean... It's crazy. Smithsonian's getting millions of dollars, you know, FBI building and all that. I can tell you that there ought to be space in the FBI because they ought to have fired a bunch of them. But nevertheless, they ought to have a help wanted sign in front of FBI.
Well, to me, this is the same as when Lazarus laid at the gate and the rich man fared sumptuously.
Mm-hmm.
And there laid Lazarus, just wanting the crumbs from his table. But the rich man, he didn't have time for that. He could have easily taken care of Lazarus.
Yes.
But he didn't have time. He didn't want to fool with it. He had too much to do. It didn't, you know, he was living too high. He was above all of that.
Right.
And it's the same thing. People right in the same cities that we're talking about here are suffering.
Yes.
Right.
And their children are suffering.
Yes.
Because of the mandates and the laws, like you said, that have been placed upon them by somebody who's so far removed, they don't even know what they pay for, like, ice cream, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, $100 ice cream pints? Really? People can't feed their children at the lowest level.
Right.
They can't meet the basic needs.
Yeah.
And here we have, like you said, people sitting in high places so far removed, they have no idea.
Yeah.
They have no idea. No, they're so out of touch.
Right. But it's the same in the church today. They have these things and they have people interpreting, you know, people say, oh, how much they've learned and what. I mean, I believe in an old-fashioned way. I believe in a straight and a narrow way.
I do too.
Right.
And well, the Lord hadn't changed.
Now, they'll call you legalist or whatever. I don't care. Nevertheless, but you know, I'm going by this word. But there's a spiritual side to this word.
Amen.
There's a natural side. There's a spiritual side, and they can read the natural letter, but the spiritual side they just hadn't gotten them because they went to. You really do their own agendas.
Right.
Is what they've got, their own agendas. And that's why we have so many
different
denominations and all that is because people want to follow their own agendas.
Exactly.
I think everybody that might be hearing me would know what narcissistic is. Mm. And we have got to where it's been a really narcissistic country.
Yes.
To where, you know, people, they
it's
want what they
me.
Want, and they don't care nothing about nobody else. Their claim it's in everybody else's name, but, you know.
If you're sincere about the Word of God, and you want to learn with the Word of God, you read it.
Yes.
Or say, okay, I don't understand why this group of people does this.
Right.
Okay? Well, get that topic. Get you a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, which will tell you where that word is in every place in the Bible.
Yeah, I want
It'll
you
tell
to know that
every
Strong's
place.
Concordance. If you don't know what one is, all it does is You can just take
it's
one word.
It's like a
word.
Dictionary almost.
Yeah, you can take one word and look it up in the Strong's, and it'll tell you where it's at in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll not, tell
no
you
way,
everywhere.
No, doctrine thing.
No, it'll tell it's you everywhere a, that word appears in the Bible.
It's almost like an index or something.
It
like.
Is. And then it will also, you can also get that word in the original, whether it's Greek or Hebrew, and really look at what it says. Now, if you don't want to know, then you just go ahead and you read your commentaries, you know, listen to whoever it is that you say that you trust, whatever minister it is, whatever. Well, but Brother so-and-so said this or Pastor so-and-so said that. But when we stand before the Lord, especially in the United States, we're going to give an account. And it's not going to work. Well, Brother so-and-so said I didn't have
no,
to do
you
that.
Can't point fingers
that's
at
not
somebody
gonna,
else.
You can't do that. That's what Adam did
because
to
the
Eve.
The Bible says you got to work out
your own salvation
with fear and trembling.
That's right.
And to let no man deceive you by any means.
I do study
to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman not need to be ashamed, but rightly
dividing
the word of truth.
Amen. And if you are looking to commentaries to explain things to you, it's just like searching out Wikipedia for a research paper.
Right.
Anybody that knows you can't cite Wikipedia on any term paper or it's not accepted because anybody can write anything on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A commentary is the same thing. I can today write a commentary on how to rebuild a diesel engine.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. I know nothing about a diesel engine. Now, I can write it, and it's legal, and I can print it, and I can sell it, and you can buy it, and you can blow up your diesel engine. Because I don't know anything about it. And, it's just too dangerous to entrust your soul with somebody's opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Amen.
If you trust your soul to anybody, it better be the Lord Jesus, and that's it.
You got to know who you're following.
Exactly.
We're not saying all preachers are bad. This
no,
that,
no.
But we're saying
learn
we make
the word
sure
for yourself.
You
exactly.
Know
and
that
when
he's
the
preaching you the truth.
And when the Lord gives you something, nobody will be able to take it away from you.
Exactly.
When the Lord shows you something, nobody's going to be able to take it away from
it'll
you.
It'll be written upon the tables of your heart by the Spirit.
But you got to be willing. We have to be willing for the Lord to teach us.
Yes.
He's not going to come down and say, no, you're going to learn. No, it doesn't work.
He said, all who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. But you got to have that hunger and you've got to have that thirst.
But see here, and you know, I think we were talking about yesterday, Brother Chris was talking about it. We all were talking about being, you know, we're supposed to be the body of Christ.
Yes.
And we need to be his hands and his feet
and his mouth
whatever it is. And you really don't see that. You see a lot of gatherings in church. And, you know, there's a lot of shows being made and, you know, they might collect up a lot of money and do this. And, you know, you see people going over to other countries and praise God. I want, you know, the Bible said when the gospel was preached all over the world, then the end come. But it still held up somewhere because it ain't all over the world yet.
Yes.
But nevertheless, and I appreciate the folks who really preach the unadulterated word of God. And when they go into those far countries, they're not going out there to see something different or to have a vacation, but they're going out there and living with native people in that country and they have left everything behind to live like them, to be a pastor or preacher unto them, to really go over there, not just for a sightseeing show. Now, there's a lot of that goes
happens.
On. And I appreciate that. Y'all don't misunderstand me at all, and I appreciate all them. But for those that are not and that may not can or that the Lord's not called to do that, we have a great mission field right here in the United States.
Yes, we do.
And it's a tougher mission field than those, you know, over in other countries. They don't have nothing, and they are poor but rich in faith.
Yes.
And they believe. These people walk 10 and 12 miles to go to church and have church all night.
Right.
These people they have faith. They believe. You see miracles, and you hear about these numbers of people getting saved.
Yes.
Well, he's the same God in the United States
that's
that
right.
he is in Africa and, you know, Jamaica or Haiti or wherever it may be. He's the same God.
Amen.
And it's the people today that we're talking to, hopefully some that we're talking to today, that we have everything and all these things, and it's just like they don't need God, and they're just letting things go by and not studying, you know, but we're not being the hands and feet.
Yeah.
We need to be. I mean, the Lord tells us in the scriptures what we should be doing as a Christian. It should be in your heart.
Yes.
It should be in your mind. You should be saying, Lord,
love
what else can
us.
I do?
Yes.
Lord, what else can I do for you?
We should be
and
compelled
let me tell
by
you
love.
Something.
That's right.
We will, the blessings of the Lord, I mean, there's nothing when in my former life, when I did drugs and alcohol and all the things, whatever I could even think of or imagine or money or whatever it may be, I don't want to get into all that, but most of the things in the world that you could get enjoyment out of, it didn't matter what it is,
becomes
regardless,
as nothing to you.
It's nothing compared to the blessings of the Lord.
Amen. Absolutely.
And doing his will.
I can
attest.
There's
nothing. And let me tell you something. I ain't had to wake up from a hangover from it.
Yeah.
It ain't hurt nothing. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't dodging the law.
Right.
I'm not in debt. I'm not in all those kind of things.
Right.
Praise the Lord. But the blessings, and they come on the inside.
Yes.
Amen. I ain't got to mix nothing with it.
You see,
the Lord does.
I'm with you.
The
see,
Lord
yeah,
does it. Amen.
Absolutely. I mean,
but we don't need to let it be doctored by, you know, what they say.
What anybody else
they,
has
they
to
have
say.
Made God out some other image in the church world today and the new churches today and what they think's right and what they think's wrong and all that. Let me tell you something. The Lord done summed it up in the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
What's evil is sin.
Yeah.
What's wrong is not right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is they want to mix it in. It's kind of like, I hate to bring up the politics again, but I can't think of any better one than Nancy Pelosi. she claims to be a Catholic.
Yes.
You know, starts Catholic. You know, they just get a little dip anyway. You know, whatever they do, I mean, they can probably do anything, or you know, they get some Hail Marys.
Well, a lot of people,
I'm not trying to be against them.
Claim that they're
but
Catholic,
but
they don't practice.
I want you to know that she'll do this in public, this, that, and the other, but she's for the Democratic side, and that Kamala Harris and all those are so strong for baby killing.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Catholic Church is against that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Mm. We can't play by both sides of the fence. We're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to stand up and stand up for Christ.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take all the time, but I'm telling you, we need to not let somebody doctor us up, these lawyers with terms and words and ideas and opinions and you know, different things. What we need to just have is God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
We need to get the understanding from him.
In this day and age where we're at, we cannot afford to have a washed-down, paper-thin, shallow walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Now is the time to have a deep knowing God, knowing me, you knowing God, walking with the Lord in his truth and his righteousness.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, there's a lot to go on. We only got scratched and we're running out of time. But I love you, and please don't be offended with me. I'll tell you what's right. You can prove it out by the Bible. Read it. May God bless you today. Please tune in again next week.
Amen.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.